Appreciate the presence of the Lord, don't you? His help tonight. He's helped us, hasn't he? He's been here every night, working among us, touching us, moving among us. Appreciate him tonight. Want the Lord to have his way. He can, and he will. If we'll just let him. Raise your hands all over the building. Ask the good Holy Ghost to touch us tonight. Oh, sweet God. Come on, ask the Lord to touch us tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I feel like the Lord wants to touch us tonight. Turn with me tonight to the book of St. Luke. Chapter number 15. Book of St. Luke, chapter number 15 tonight. Believe the Lord's going to move for us in this place. Thankful for my adopted parents to be with me every night. Yes, the Lord to help me. Look at St. Luke chapter number 15. Start in verse number 11. And he said, certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. He divideth unto them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, took his journey into a far country. There wasted his subsistence with riotous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. He began to be in want. He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. He sent him to his fields to feed swine. When he would have fain had filled his belly with the husks, the swine did eat. No man gave unto him. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants, my fathers, have bread enough to spare, that I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thine hired servants. He rose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck, kissed him. The son said unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to the servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, hallelujah, shoes on his feet, bring hither the fatted calf, kill it, let us eat, be merry, for this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they begin to be merry. Will you stand one more time among us tonight? Stretch your hand toward this way and ask God to touch us in this service tonight. Great God of heaven, we need you worse than we've ever needed you before. Come on, saints, ask God to move. We need your touch. We need your mercy. We need your grace. We're nothing without you tonight. Oh, Lamb of God, move in this place. Touch us by your great mighty power tonight. Come on, raise both hands. Ask God to touch you. And that one beside you. Oh, God. Touch us tonight. Save a lost soul. Touch the backslid. Oh, God, move on us tonight. Jesus' lovely name we pray. Raise your hands and worship Him now. Worship Him tonight. Jesus' lovely name we pray. Amen and amen. And the church said, amen. You're going to help us tonight, aren't you? Amen. We have folks that have left us. Our prodigals lost in a world full of sin. I was in Indiana preaching the five-week revival there at Connersville. One night out of church, all the young folks and the people had went to McDonald's to eat. Like holiness folks do out of church. We stand there talking to a preacher friend of mine from Florida. Just so happened to be in the area. By this time, this beat-up car drove up. This man got out and looked at us, and he was a salesman trying to sell little things. And he said, "Are y'all so-and-so?" And we said, "No, sir." He said, "What church do you belong to?" We began to talk to him, and we talked for about 25 minutes. He had his shorts on and looked real rugged, and all of a sudden he looked at us, tears swelling in his eyes. He said, "You'll never know it, would you, preacher?" He said, "But I one time was raised in a holiness church just like you. And I one time evangelized Indiana. Amen. With a holiness wife, holiness children, preached the gospel to a lost and dying world." He said, "To look at me right now, you'd never know that, would you?" I said, "No, sir, I could not tell it by looking at you tonight." He said, "But son," he said, "you be careful and you watch the enemy of your soul, because if you're not careful, he'll get a hold of you the way he's got a hold of me, and he'll take you down and you'll be a victim, amen, of the lion of hell for your soul." Hallelujah. Amen. I said, "But sir," amen, "it's not too late for you." He said, "But oh son, you don't know how far I've gone and just what I've done." Amen. "I've gone to deep things. Amen. My wife left me. Amen. My children are way out." Do you know what? Amen. He had became a wanderer in a lost and dark world of sin and denial. Even when you look at folks in the grocery store or bums on the street, even or people on the sidewalks, even in stores, even you do not know even how many wonders even that are in the world today that are lost, that at one time knew the power of God, at one time felt the power of the Holy Ghost. But tonight they just wander. Amen. I got to praying about this message, studying this message about the prodigal. Amen. And there's something that happened, even to cause his heart to lose the desire to be in the house of God. You're going to help me tonight, aren't you? Pray for me, mamas. I need your prayers. Amen. But I got to praying about this. And the Bible said, "Say not that you are tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted of evil. But ye are tempted when you are drawn away of your own lust and enticed. And when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. and sinned. When it gets finished, it bringeth forth death. Amen. Are you with me tonight? In Numbers chapter 21, the Bible says to us that because of the murmuring and the complaining, that the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and the serpents bit them, and the venom of that fiery poison would run through their body. And the Bible said, and it came to pass that everyone that was bit died. Even in Moses wept and said, God, I need the answer. And the Lord said, take a brazen serpent and place it on a pole as high as you can get it. And you shall come to pass that whosoever shall look to that serpent shall be healed. Even I want to preach just a little while tonight. Even somewhere as a young boy, this prodigal had played around the boundary of home. Even had got close enough even to that far country in the boundary. The Bible said they laid their whole hand on the wall, and the serpent even bit them. And I cannot help but to believe that somewhere even that prodigal had come in contact with the serpent of hell. The devil and the snake of the serpent had bit him. I want to preach a while tonight on the bite. Even or bit. Even bit. Even bit. I tell you, everybody that's ever backslid has backslid. Even not overnight, but it's come. Even from somewhere in their life, they got close enough even to sin. That sin lasts a hold of their lives. Oh, I feel the Lord in his house tonight. Amen. This young man, this prodigal, amen, though he laid in the bed for nights, even somewhere in the days before, Brother Jim, he had been bit. Though he came home every night, laid his head in the pillow and in the security home of his father, though his body was there the whole time, that poisonous, amen, venom from the bite was seeking down to his soul, to his heart, until even that far country calling him caused him to take up his baggage, caused him to take up everything that he had and went on a journey to that far country. I want to tell you tonight, I've got friends, I've got loved ones, even that have walked out of the house of God, even bit, even I remember you, even you, your youth group, the first year I was saved, even in youth camp, even recamp meeting at Brother King's, even I was 14, or even this would be 15, amen, and I remember every year, that first year, second year, amen, you'd bring that bus load, amen, of young folks, amen, we had a blast, we had a time, we'd shout, run, amen, the Holy Ghost met with us, amen, and we'd cry. I remember one night, amen, us crying, and some of your young folks were crying, amen, oh, what happy time, what a moves of God, what memories. But like us, some of them that shouted then are no longer among us tonight. Even in my home church, in our campgrounds, and looking around here, they ain't but a few, amen, maybe just a few that are left. Where they at tonight? They're in that far country, away from God. They're in that far country, wandering, searching, looking for happiness, looking for peace. Oh, God help us tonight. Though so many, we glory when one comes home. Hallelujah. But some are never going to make it back. Some are never coming home. Do you hear me tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. I see them come to my church sometime once a year. Amen. I think, oh God, will they ever make it back? Will they ever come back? Amen. Him, Brother Scott over here, amen, was out. Amen. Backslid on God. Amen. For a while. Amen. I wept and cried for days. And amen. Months. And amen. A year. Will they ever come back? Once that far country gets a hold. Once the bite of the serpent has got a hold. Amen. Come on now. They lose their desire. They lose their affection for the house of God. And they wander about in the darkness of the night, and they stumble and know not what they stumble at. Amen. You can't touch them. You can't reach them hardly. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to help me, Holy Ghost? Amen. Amen. You see, amen, I did a study on snakes. 2,700 kinds of snakes. 270 of them are poisonous enough to kill. Now this ain't general science class tonight. Amen. But the black mamba snake, amen, is a snake that can crawl or can scoot across the ground at 7 miles per hour. Amen. And when this black mama gets on your trail, when seeing gets on your trail, amen, it'll chase you down. Do you hear me? It'll chase you down. There's been times in my experience with God that I've found myself, amen, getting too close, amen, to the boundary line. And I found myself, amen, running with that black mama behind me. But Brother Jim, I'd run and he'd chase. I want to tell you tonight, when you play with sin, boys, when you play with sin, girls, when you play with sin, ma'am, mothers and daddies, you don't stop. It'll chase you down. It'll search you down. It'll hunt you down. Hallelujah. I've seen, amen, my own brother, amen, on time as sin began, amen, to hunt him down. It began to chase him down. I remember the first things he started picking up, and then it moved. Amen. And I thought, God, no, I see where it's going. Amen. But Sister Harper, amen, that snake, that black mamba, had got him in his eyes and was chasing him down. And then finally, the black mamba, amen, had chased him down. Amen. And grabbed a hold of his life. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord here tonight. Amen. Amen. It'll chase you down. You can run, but you can't hide. Hallelujah. 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 I remember one time in my experience, amen, in my life, amen, my pastor's wife looking at me, tears in her eyes, I was probably 16. She said to me, she said, son, I don't know what it is. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me in the night last night. Amen. And said, you've allowed something to get a hold of you. Amen. Brother Collins, that scared me to death. To the point I got home as soon as I walked in my house. Went to my bedroom, told my mother goodnight. Walked in my bedroom and I wrestled with God. And I wrestled whatever it was that had a hold of me. Brother Jim, when I got to praying, it felt like something really had a hold. It felt like something really latched a hold. And there I really, if you would have thought I was crazy, but I wrestled in that bedroom floor in prayer, talking to God. Amen. Until finally, sweet deliverance, sweet victory came. Amen. And I shook that snake, amen, off in the fire. Amen. And the Lord blessed me. Amen. And brought me away. way. But tonight they summon you in this place. You think everything's fine, but the black mamba is on your trail. I said the black mamba is on your trail. Amen. Amen. I'm on hurry tonight. Amen. The next snake, even I studied about in the encyclopedias, was the ringhall. Amen. Or the spitting cobra in our own language. The spitting cobra. This venom, this snake, even don't even touch you as far as his bite, but he spits venom to 6 to 8 feet. He can spit venom, and he aims for his victim's eyes. Oh God, you better pray for me. I feel like preaching right now. He spits venom into their eyes, blinding them. And then as that venom sinks into their eyes and goes into their system, he sits back and waits for them to die. And when they are dead, he eats them, even for even his victims. I want to tell you tonight, we are living in a modern day church world. Oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Amen. The devil don't want me to preach this tonight, but I feel the Lord in this tonight. Amen. We're living in a church age. Amen. On churches on every corner. Amen. Preachers that no longer live in holiness, that have compromised and backslid their standard. But to ask them, everything's fine, everything's hunky-dory, I want to tell you, it's because the spitting cobra, amen, has spit in their eyes and blinded them to the truth of the gospel. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I want to tell you something tonight. If you ain't living as close as you was 5 years ago, you're backsliding. If you ain't closer to God this year as you was last year, you are backsliding. Come on now. The devil will spit that venom in your eyes and blind you to the danger of sin, the danger of playing with sin and this world's pleasures. Hallelujah. As a young girl, amen, real good friends of ours, amen, amen, I preached, I saw it coming. Hallelujah. I told her, preached from the pulpit, I told her, I said, you best quit fooling around. Amen. In them dark places, in them cars, with them boys. She looked at me and she said, I can handle it. And I said, oh no, you can't either. She said, yes, I can. I said, there ain't nothing wrong with it. She said, that's just what God dealt with you about. I looked at her and cried and said, amen, you better watch it or that spitty, amen, or sin's going to get a hold of you. But you see, she was blind to the fact till just a few years later, amen, the phone rang, her screaming on the other line, amen, with child, amen, before marriage, amen, all because she couldn't see the danger, amen, of just little sin. She couldn't see the danger. Oh, I feel like preaching tonight. Amen. The churches that started out with little sins and little things. Amen. And the cobra spit in their eyes. And though it was little and it didn't look like much, and though that little sin didn't seem harmful, it blinded them. And then they took in more, and they took in more, and they took in more, until they were controlled even by the venom and were eaten by the spitting cobra of sin. Hallelujah. One of the greatest movements that was among us went down because of one thing. Oh, it's God tonight. It's God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I preach among these people. I preach among their fellowship. I preach to them. And I've had them look at me and say, Brother Greg, one of their older preachers, he's 60-something years old, retired now. He said, Brother Greg, he said, I preached. He bent, I was blue in the face. He said, just 2 weeks. He said, 3 years in our conference. Amen, national conference. He said, we came together, looked at one another, and they said, because the missionaries, even needed. Come on now, help me just a while. Amen. And they brought up this one thing into their movement and said, we're going to take it out of our standards. We're going to take it out and we're going to allow it into our church. Amen. And the Holy Ghost spoke, Brother Collins. Amen. And said, leave it alone. Holy Ghost spoke that year. They dropped it. They come back the second year. Opened up the floor with the same thing. Amen. Come on, I know it's getting quiet. It's going to get quieter. Amen. But they opened it up the second year. Amen. Brought it up. We need to allow this into our church. We need this. Our missionaries, amen, they're not able to tell whether they married or not. Husband and wife, amen or not. Amen. Come on now. Help me while I preach. Amen. And he said to them, amen, the Holy Ghost spoke once again. Amen. And warned once again. If you allow this, it's going to bring a flood of sin, a flood of worldliness. And they dropped it again. The third year they gathered together in contact with somebody that was there. Even the third year, the Holy Ghost was silent. The Holy Ghost opened not his mouth. The Spirit left him alone and denied even his sickening. Even what they allow among their people. Even thinking about allowing drinking. Even in the pulpit. Come on now. All because, even their leaders, even were spit in the eyes by the spitting cobra. Hey, Corey, and they lost their sight in the danger of seeing.
I want you to hear me, and I want you to hear me well. What is done modernly in one generation will be done excessively in the next. Oh, it's quiet tonight. You might have just lost your favorite preacher. Amen. Oh, Brother Gray ain't anointed no more. Come on here. Help me while I preach. But you preach in places where I preach. Amen. With their youngins. Amen. Are dying for a move of God. Amen. And the parents and the pastors, amen, have let down their standards and compromised. Amen. And the mamas and daddies said, well, we just started a little bit. Oh, I'm feeling like preaching tonight. Amen. I ain't feel like preaching like this in a while. Amen. But the mother said, we're just going to take a little bit off. Amen. Here and a little bit off there. Everything's going to be fine. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, what's done modernly in the first generation, it's done excessively in the next generation. For now their girls are walking around with it all cut off. Come on now. And I say, but what about your children? But we just took a little bit here. I said, I don't care what you've done, but what about your children? My God, we've got to have a stopping place. We've got to have a place. Whether we say it's wrong or it's not, it's right or it's not. My God, help us preach. Unless our girls and our children don't know what true holiness really is. Raise your hands and worship God. Hallelujah. 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 I feel the enemy rising up tonight. Amen. I want to tell you, amen. Amen. We treat sin like it ain't nothing. We act like it, amen, ain't dangerous. But I want to tell you, you start with one little thing, it's going to eat you alive. Mark it down. I've not been preaching but 8 years. But mark it down in your black book that Greg Atkins told you so. When you allow a little compromise, you can better believe it's going to run through your life until your whole family goes down in sin and worldliness and compromise. Hallelujah. 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 We play with it. We pamper it. Come on now. It starts gradually. Nobody notices it. Amen. My best friend right here was sitting in a hospital. He'd been one of the church, big church in our Enterprise, Alabama. Woman walked up. She's still living holiness. She still got that granny bun. She walked in to visit that person in the hospital. She got talking about sin and worldliness. And she said, our church used to be holiness. We used to hold a strict standard. Amen. On the platform. Come on now. Amen. We held it tight. We pulled the line. She said that one of our girls spent time one summer, amen, with her kin folks in Florida. Amen. You better help me preach. Because if I feel like I hit a stump, I jump it down in low gear and I won't quit till I preach it all out. Come on here. Amen. You sit with me now. Amen. Listen to this message is over. Amen. She said, amen to him. She said that one girl, amen, started clipping and snipping. And amen, when she come back into the church, said it spread like wildfire. Amen, said one person, everybody was waiting on one. And when the one done it, it spread like wildfire. You want to know what? The spitting cobra was waiting to spit in their eyes. And when it spit in their eyes, amen, they blind to see him. They're blind to compromise. And tonight they say they still holiness, but they charismatic. They got rock music in their church. Amen. They got the laughing spirit in their church. But it all started by one sin, by one person, and letting down and breaking. Oh. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm the same preacher I was Saturday night. I'm the same one as here Sunday morning. I'm the same one as here Sunday night. I'm the same one as here last night. And I'm the same one tonight. The anointing of God is no different. Matter of fact, I feel more right now than I have this whole meeting to warn us of the spitting cobra. Amen. Amen. God help me. Amen. To pepper. Amen. And act like everything's fine. Amen. But let me tell you, you better stay away from sin. You better stay away from compromise. Hallelujah. You ask some charismatics that used to be holiness, and they'll tell you, I'm just as saved as I've ever been. I'm just as full of God as I've ever been. Come on here. You can play it off tonight. Amen. You can act like it don't matter. Amen. But God's got your number. Come on here. Do you hear me? God's got your number. Oh, God, help me. I'm feeling like preaching. I'm feeling that lion of the tribe of Judah. I want to tell you, grandmas and mamas, God help you if you lead this generation in the wrong direction. I said, do you hear me? God help your soul if you lead this next generation in the wrong direction. If you compromise and you get us off the track, God have mercy on our souls. Do you hear me? Brother Setzer, on Judgment Day, amen, there's going to be folks that are judged by the way they let down and let other generation down with them, the way they brought it down
children's fault. It ain't the youngin's fault. It ain't the young people's fault. It's mamas and daddies that allow sin, that allow compromise, that allow.
Hey, Joy Hyde preached, we're worried about the wrong generation. I tell you, you move it one inch, you're going to lead us away. I said you move it one inch, we'll miss the mark, we'll miss the target, we won't make it, because you led us in the wrong direction. We lose because of what we allow. I ain't shouting tonight. We lose by what we allow. I said we lose. See the danger. I said we don't see the danger. It's a grandma in my hometown. Worked at Hardee's. She belonged to a denominational church. Amen. And I saw it. She always precious to me. But I saw it when it came. Came with one little thing. And then it flooded her life. And now when I go to that Hardee's to pick up breakfast, little senior citizen grandma, amen, no longer looks like grandma anymore. I'm going to tell you, it affected me in a major way. I want to warn you tonight, amen, you won't get by with it. It'll get on your trail. I feel like preaching tonight. I feel like preaching. I hate to, amen, preach when I don't feel like nobody's walking when I'm preaching. Amen. But I feel the Lord, like Havis Crawford said. He said, Lord, I told you they wouldn't like it. But he said, the Lord spoke back to him and said, but I did, Havis. I loved it. Amen. Come on now. As long, Brother Eddie Harper, as I can lay down tonight. Amen. And Brother Jim says, a penny. And let the Lord speak to my soul and smile at me and say, I like what you preached. I enjoyed what you preached. You preached what I give you. Amen. There's a church of God. Amen. Retired man who looked at me and said, if it ain't wrong, then why did my 4-year-old child sneak in the closet? Amen. To do it. There was something in that child and let her know that it wasn't right. Come on, help me while I preach. Just a little while tonight. We've been bit by the spitting cobra and it's blinded us till we can't see. Amen. The danger of sin. Hallelujah. Amen. Stay with me. I'm not finished yet. Amen. The third snake, and I'm hurrying. Amen. That I studied about was the neurotoxins. Amen. Their venom, their bite, when they bite, their venom affects the nervous system. It causes difficulties in breathing. It causes the swallowing, amen, to be disrupted. Amen. And the work of their heart, they get to the place where they are numb and they don't feel like they have been bitten. Come on now. We're living in a generation who looks at the preacher when he preaches and smiles as if to say, amen, you can preach, but you ain't good enough to reach me. I'm going to hell and I don't care. Amen, I'm dying lost and I don't care. Amen, the neurotoxin venom of the serpent of sin has bit them, and the past feeling, the songs don't move them, the altar call don't move them, the message in tongues don't move them. They have been bit by the serpent that causes a breakdown of the nervous system. Hallelujah. I've watched church folks, amen,
I said, I've watched church folks, amen, as the messages are given out, interpretations, amen, but it don't move them. Amen, they sit, they been bit. Amen, they may still sit on benches, and they may still raise their hands every now and then, but the prodigal was on his way out, amen, because he had been bit by the neurotoxin, amen, venom of the snake, and he couldn't feel, the fear of dying and going to hell. It didn't burn in his heart.
Stood in the congregation, one of our greatest camp meeting preachers, church, preached to my insides is falling out. I cried, preached, tears dripped on my chin, and I couldn't preach no more. There young folks sitting on the back rows and was unmoved, unstirred, and untouched. Not bragging with what I'm fixing to say. But without my ministry, the Lord's helped me. 99% of churches I preach in, I usually at least reach 95% of their young folks. But this church, I didn't budge one of them. Maybe one was the only one I did budge. And I said, God, what is wrong? The Lord moved on me to preach, study this message. The Lord said, they've been bit by the venom, serpent, the neurotoxin snakes. They are past feeling. You can preach hell till it feels like it's burning their feet, Brother Sitzer, and they don't feel nothing. I want to tell you tonight, if you can't feel God dealing with you no more, there's something wrong in your life. You don't feel conviction moving on you no more. There's something wrong with you. My fear, John, isn't so much that I'll die and go to hell, but my fear, Brother Collins, is that any time he gets ready, all he's got to do is take his hand off of me. And there ain't enough fasting, and there ain't enough praying, and there ain't enough crying that can get his spirit back to my life. And if you can sit tonight, amen, unstirred, unconvicted, unmoved, I'm going to tell you, amen, there's something wrong. And I plead with God, and I look tonight, for the Bible said, as Moses lifted up the serpent, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up. Look to the cross and live. Look to Calvary and live. There is healing in the blood. I said, there's healing. Young boy sat in the congregation. Hallelujah. God help you to tell your children. Amen. You ain't gonna live what Brother Collins preaches. You hear me? God have mercy on you to tell your children. You ain't gonna listen to that gray haired man. You're gonna wake up one morning. Your children are going to look at you and they're going to be past feeling. You hear me? Amen. Preaching Brother Benny's 3 weeks. A woman that a woman, a great woman in that church at one time, left that church because of holiness and went to where she could live what she wanted to. But it caught up with her 20 years down the road. It caught up with her. How, preacher? Because Brother Mark, amen, when I was in that 3-week meeting, her 21-year-old grandboy, amen, walked, parked his truck or car behind the parsonage, amen, walked to the edge of the woods and blowed his brains out. Amen, right in the middle of a Holy Ghost meeting he's having. Me and Darius walked it off 364 steps from the altar. Amen, I went to the funeral, amen, to this
Amen. I don't know what kind of religion she belongs to now. Amen. But she's a big woman in that church. Went to the funeral and her pastor got up. Amen. And said these words. Read his poem. Mom, Dad, I'm doped on. I'm hooked on drugs. And I can't quit. And I'm a homosexual. And I can't stop. Amen. Even bound by sin. But Brother Collins, that preacher said a few weeks ago, he came here. Amen. He was looking for help. But they called him to the platform. And they said, play your music. Sing your song. 20 years later, it caught up with her. Because had she been at the right church, her grandson could have come to revival 3 weeks before he died. And would have found him in the Lord. And found somebody at preach. It'll catch up with you. Hurry. Young friend of mine by the name of Renee, 15 years old, she shouted in the youth car beside me. She prayed in the altar beside me. When I was a teenage kid, she was my first love. We broke up 21 times and get back together. I thought I loved her. She's beautiful in beauty patches. Till finally one day as a teenage girl, the world had much better things. The serpent of sin bit her. Stay with me the next few minutes, okay? I'm just going to reach for somebody right now. Pray for me. She reached and that serpent of sin bit her. Till she was past feeling. Couldn't see the danger. She went out to sin. Seen her one more night. I said, Renee, how's things going? Real good. Nothing wrong. On Saturday, I went to ride horses. The youth group didn't come back. I was 16 then, she's 15. Stopped in front of her house, said, I'm going to invite her to church. Turned my blinker on and pulled in. I said, no, I ain't got time tonight. I'll stop next tomorrow night, Monday night, on the way to church. We didn't ride Saturday. I said, I'll go Monday. Brother Collins, didn't have time Monday. Tuesday night rolled around. Amen. I didn't have time because at 6 o'clock that evening, the phone rang. And it was one of our boys that were backslid out of our youth group screaming to the top of his lungs, weeping. I said, what's wrong, Derek? What's the matter with you? He said, Renee's dead, Greg. Renee's dead. I said, no. She's dead. In a backslid condition. Going from the back seat to the front, from the front seat to the back seat to change, to put on her clothes because they'd been in a swimming hole. She hit the steering wheel with her knee and slung that car out of control. Only gave one girl 6 stitches. Even but her, it messed her up, Brother Jim. Till they couldn't even open her casket. I walked down a long aisle. It seemed a mile long, Rob. To look at a girl that I could not see in a casket. Laid my hand on her casket. Beautiful pictures everywhere. But there is a 15-year-old body laying in there that had backslid on God. That had left God. Even that serpent of sin. Even that bit her. And she had died in a backslid condition. Renee could come here tonight, she'd look at you, and she'd say, you better listen to the preaching. You better listen to the man of God. They'll tell you right. It all starts with one thing. It all starts by allowing sin.
I'm hurrying. Young boy come in the house of God. Heard preacher tell this year, can't meet it. See, tonight, some of this ain't even bothering you. You say it's all right. I want to tell you it's because you've already been bit. And you can't even feel conviction on your soul. This boy looked 17, 18-year-old kid. Holy Ghost spoke and said, you come to me tonight, I'll save you. But if you leave, amen, this is your last chance. He got up and walked out. And this story says, I heard the preacher tell it, so as soon as he walked out of the church, he felt it leave him. He felt it leave him. He screamed, no! No! Turn around and ran back in. No! I just felt conviction leave me. Could not feel it. 50-something years old. He lived. And never felt the Spirit of God again. He went to all kind of tent meetings. All kind of camp meetings. But no conviction. No Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost don't move on you and you ain't where you need to be. Honey, I'd be so scared God left me. I'd be so scared, sir, to walk out of this building just thinking, my God, have you left me? 50 years old, he walked under a tent, begged this preacher to pray with him. He prayed and prayed, and there's nothing, Brother Collins. They said this man, amen, that night left, amen, went to a bar room, grabbed his liquor and drunk it, then pulled a pistol out and screamed, I'm going to hell, and I don't care, and blow his brains out. I'm telling you tonight, you don't linger away from God if you're backslid tonight, if you're lost, if you stay too long, the Spirit of God will leave you alone. When you look him in the eyes, and you have to look at him, and you have to tell him why you're not saved, why you're not saved. And he says, why didn't you accept my salvation through my blood? And you look in my eyeball, eyeball. I'm going to tell you. I'm finished. Becky? Huh? I can't count on these hands. How many teenagers that I've been to their funerals this past year? Sister Peggy, not on these hands. Saturday night before Christmas, buried 3 17, 18, 19-year-old boys. Josh, the valedictorian of his class. Brand new sports car. The most populous kid in school. Him and 4 or 3 other boys, 4 counting him, wrapped his brand new car 90 mile an hour, 2 o'clock Sunday morning before Christmas. Amen. Right down the road from his house. 90 mile an hour, wrapped it around the pole, killing him instantly. Josh, having known how much drugs in his brains, in his blood, died and went to hell without God. Went to the funeral, and if you're lost here tonight, they played some rap song that said, I'll be missing you. Every move I make, every step I take, I'll be missing you. Amen. Them children wept and I wept and cried. Amen. My brother, one of them was my brother's best friends. He been drug addict, drug dealer, 19 years old. Died and went to hell without God. And I'm closing right here. G. July, not this year, but last year, not this past year, but year four. Brother Collins, I preached on one night, message on hell, and conviction, Scott was there, conviction fell in that house so strong. I got so scared that I grabbed the older preacher's hand. And I said, follow me, because I'm scared tonight. That older preacher followed me and prayed for me the whole time I preached. I looked at a 500 to 600 packed out house. I looked at a youth group and said, the Spirit of the Lord just spoke to me and said, one of you all be here next year. Now look, they got pictures of camp. Becky ran. She's one of the churches where I go to, one of my favorite churches. She ran to the altar. That night they were like cows. They ran over one another. I never seen it in that form. They ran. Conviction was so strong. I got pictures where Becky wept tears about that big around on that altar weeping. God saved her. She shouted that the rest of that week. Months later at her home church, she stood up and her youth pastor made them quote a scripture. She said, my scripture, and she read it, create a clean heart in me, oh God. Then she said, you know what? I'm afraid the Spirit of God ain't always going to strive with me. She said, I may use up one day all of my chances and pray for me that I'll stay in. Sister Peggy went a month later. She met a boy. She's 17. She met a boy 27. And begin to live a awful lifestyle of sin. Drugs, a teenage amen place where all children, teenage kids, live together. Amen. All kind of fornication going on. Somebody that has shouted. Could sing like a mockingbird. Was beautiful. It's in July, March. March was a year ago. Just a few months out of camp. From July to March. Becky walked in one night where I was preaching at her church. I was so glad to see her. That night, the Spirit of the Lord moved. I reached for the lost. But it's like it is tonight. It's quiet. It's calm. Wasn't nobody weeping. Wasn't nobody wailing. I didn't get to preach. They were singing, and I just said, come on to the altar, and I reached for them. Becky come in and prayed over there on that altar. He got down and prayed with her. I got down and prayed with her. She sobbed again. She got up and left with that boy. Shook her hand in her church and said, Becky, you going out deep with all of us? Sure. Right here. July the 2nd. 1 month from youth camp. On a Tuesday night, she said, Daddy, I'll see you tomorrow night. Church. I got to straighten my life out. 7:30 the next morning, I was on the Alabama River without a phone. Wednesday morning, 7:30. Boss man said she'd come to work fine. Got in her vehicle. Her moving van and left. 5 miles from her church. 5 miles from where she shouted. 5 miles from where she cried. 5 miles from where she is raised. I'm telling you, if I had children who wouldn't say, I'd weep tonight. 5 miles. He said, she don't know. When I got to Jersey on Thursday evening, this happened Wednesday morning, I got to Jersey. They said, Brother Greg, they've been trying to get in touch with you. Brother Davis wants you to call him right now. I said, call him. He's sobbing on the phone. Just got back from the funeral home. I said, what's wrong, preacher? He said, Greg Becky. He began to tell me this story. He said, I don't know if she reached down to turn the radio, reached down to get her cigarettes, reached down to get her makeup, because makeup, cigarettes is all over the van. Said, but she accidentally hit the railing on Interstate 10 out of Jacksonville, Florida. When she did, she snatched that car through the median and on the other side and hit middle ways of a diesel truck coming over the top of a hill. Hit her so hard that it ripped her plumb out of the seatbelt. The seatbelt broke. Amen. God help us. Her blood ran down out of the van, made a puddle on the cement or on the pavement of that road, and her pastor wept. He said, Greg, she said she'd be here. He said, last night, but she never made it. She was backslid. She was lost. And the only hope I could give that mother was the fact that maybe she prayed from the railing to the truck. But if God didn't deal with her and conviction would know her, she could to pray. Her favorite song, we sung at her funeral, so many directions, roads look the same. He gave me instruction. I disregarded in shame. Sudden destruction soon came my way. And I'll have to say, I've got my own self to blame, because he never left me. She wanted her song sung at her funeral. Her mother said, sing it. It's her song. But that song was her testimony. He never left you. But not that night, laying in that casket, storming on the outside. I laid a body. And some friends of mine wrote a song sitting on the platform that says, standing here today, I look at a friend death took away. She had so much life, so much beauty to behold. She once sung songs of joy, but she played with God. And my friend, God's not a toy. She said, oh, look at me. I'm so young and I'm free. It'll never. It'll never be me who has to see death. I want to tell you tonight, you've been bit by that serpent of sin. You can't feel conviction tonight. You can't feel... There's more than one need to be on their way to this altar right now. You've been bit by sin, serpent. Why don't you come on right here? Come on, wander. Come on, wander. Like the prodigal son, he wandered. Till finally one day he came home. Come on, wander. Come on, wander. Come on. Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, young. You don't know what tomorrow's holding for your life. That devil seeks to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. Why don't you come to God tonight? Come on. Come on, every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody looking but me and God. Nobody looking but me and God. Weep, saints of God. Weep, weep. Why don't you come on tonight? Why don't you come to Jesus?
spirits are dealing with you. The Spirit said you seek for happiness in vainness in this world that's going to become ashes. Won't you come on? Oh God. Oh God. Come on, sir. Come on. Oh, God's dealing with us tonight. There's some more of you been letting up in your own life. You, there's some Christians been letting up needs to come onto this altar too. But there's some sinner folks and backsliders in this house tonight that needs to come to God. Needs to come to God.
Turn around.
Come on.
Turn around.
Come on, sir.
Oh, turn around.
Please don't go to hell. Please don't die lost.
Turn around.
Sin ain't playing a game with you tonight. If you can't feel conviction, that's not something to play with. Don't count down from 10. I'll call the whole altar. Come on, 10. Come on, you need to come. 9. 8.
Hallelujah.
That's it, buddy. 8. 7. Come on, sir. Come on, sir. 6. 5. 4. Have him go. Come on, sir. Come on.
Oh, hallelujah.
3. Come on. 3.
Turn around. Oh, please turn around.
3.